Nolte, New York gets what it voted for. Migrants account for 75% of Midtown arrests, report says. By John Nolte on September 3, 2024. Today's feel-good story comes from Midtown Manhattan, where a reported 75% of arrests involve migrants. New Yorkers voted for this madness by voting Democrat, specifically for Democrats who approve of New York's sanctuary city and state status. These dummies also voted for a Biden-Harris administration that has imported millions and millions of unvetted illegal immigrants from the Third World. In other words, there would be 75% fewer arrests and alleged crimes in Midtown Manhattan if Democrats like Kamala Harris enforced our border and deportation laws. Or, if New York City voters stopped voting for open border Democrats. Instead, Democrats have decided to further destroy their own Democrat-run cities by importing the Third World. Across New York, recently arrived migrants are flooding the criminal justice system at far higher rates than public officials have acknowledged, reports the New York Post. Police sources shared with the Post a staggering estimate that as many as 75% of the people they've been arresting in Midtown Manhattan in recent months, the report continues, are migrants. And we are talking about crimes such as assault, robbery and domestic violence. In parts of Queens, continues the Post, the figure is more than 60%, sources their estimate. On any given day, Big Apple criminal court dockets are packed with asylum seekers who have run afoul of the law. The problem is made much worse by sanctuary city laws that mean New York cops aren't allowed to work with ICE on cases in which they believe suspects are in the country illegally. Additionally, the NYPD says it is barred from tracking the immigration status of offenders. Those aspects of the situation make it that much harder for law enforcement to do their jobs, as can be imagined. I love these stories. These stories make my day. Few things are more just than making leftists live with the consequences of their insane policies and even more insane agenda. For decades, places like Manhattan were immune from their own pro-illegal alien posturing. It was the border states that faced the brunt of this madness. But now that some smart border state governors have started shipping these illegals and migrants to the deep blue cities who say they want an open border, justice is at long last being served. You want the Third World, you got the Third World. Now the Third World is destroying your cities and your city budgets and your school system and your healthcare system. Everyone in America should get what they vote for. Especially Democrats. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.